Helicopters flew through dense smoke to rescue at least 164 people from the Sierra National Forest in Fresno County as wind-fanned flames continue scorching bone-dry California. The rescues follow a Labor Day weekend that saw a dramatic airlift of more than 200 hikers and campers who were surrounded by the Creek Fire that's grown to 143,900 acres and is still 0% contained. It's destroyed some 60 homes, 20 other structures, and two businesses. Governor Gavin Newsom says California's National Guard had to wear night vision goggles to see through smoky skies.
It's where training meets the moment, but it always takes the courage, the conviction, and the grit of real people doing real work. And so, again, deep gratitude to the men and women that were out there.
On social media, the National Guard called it one of their most dangerous missions. They had to abort rescue attempts Monday night due to dense smoke. Fires keep raging under extreme conditions with a new promise of fierce winds. Dean Gold is a supervisor of the Sierra National Forest.
Over the past number of years, we've certainly had our share of challenges on this forest, haven't we? Aspen, French, Rough, Railroad, Ferguson, all those incidents were remarkable in their own right. The Creek Fire, certainly starting out the most aggressively of any of those. This one's in a class a bit by itself.
Elsewhere in the state, fires in the Los Padres National Forest near Big Sur, 14 firefighters were overrun, battling the Dolan Fire as they tried to save a fire station. Three were hospitalized. One is in critical condition. Injuries include burns and smoke inhalation. The injuries come as wind-driven flames of more than two dozen major fires have ravaged the state. The entire West Coast is facing extreme fire conditions with high winds and bone-dry vegetation. In California, a record 2 million acres burned this year already. The vast majority, 1.8 million acres, have burned in the state since mid-August, just a few weeks ago, when a series of lightning strikes ignited a statewide inferno, not even at the peak of wildfire season. Governor Newsom says he's lost patience for climate change skeptics.
I quite literally have no patience for climate change deniers. Never have I felt more of a sense of obligation, sense of purpose to continue to lead and maintain California's status internationally, not just nationally, in terms of addressing the issue of climate change head on. And so I just want folks to know that resolve is resonant with this administration, and I know with the California legislature, and we will continue to advance those efforts, recognizing that some of what we predicted, which people felt was extreme at the time, has now presented itself much earlier than even those extreme predictions.
Newsom's commitment to lead the state in addressing climate change comes days after Consumer Watchdog released an analysis stating California oil and gas regulators issued 190% more new oil and gas well permits this year than last. That includes dozens of new fracking permits. An estimated 14,000 firefighters are battling blazes in California that have destroyed at least 3,400 structures and left some 65,000 people still evacuated from their homes. To the north, the Oak Fire in Willits has destroyed two structures and grown to 836 acres. The fire has closed Highway 101 in both directions just north of Willits. Evacuations are in effect, including the Sherwood Rancheria. Three of the state's top four largest wildfires have occurred this year. Two are in the Bay Area. Firefighters have made great strides in containing them. The second largest fire in state history is in the East and South Bay, known as the SCU Fire. It's grown to more than 396,000 acres and is 95% contained. The third largest wildfire in state history is in the North Bay, called the LNU Fire. That's grown to 375,000 acres and is 91% contained. And in Santa Cruz County and San Mateo County, the CZU Fire is more than 86,500 acres. It is 81% contained. Meanwhile, in Southern California, crews also are battling blazes, including a fire in the Angeles National Forest that forced the evacuation of the historic Mount Wilson Observatory. PG&E is shutting off power to some 172,000 people in the northern part of the state to avert its power lines or other equipment, sparking new wildfires in windy conditions. Tens of thousands of residents in Sonoma and Napa County have already been impacted. According to PG&E's map, small pockets in the East Bay and South Bay may also be affected. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning that goes in effect through Wednesday for much of the state due to strong winds, low humidity, and high temperatures, calling it critical fire weather, indicating firefighting season is just getting off to a start. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.